bikes over to the field and that.
Yeah.
Molly was stressed because tomorrow was trying to get her to come with her and ride around the perimeter of the field.
Uh-huh.
Molly was going halfway around with Tamara and then running back to count everybody, then running back to Tamara and running back to count where Harry and Jessica were.
Well, hello, audio boom. Boom now. Audio boom.
That's
I know, but we can talk. I'm back. It's all one word. It's 10 to 4 on Sunday. Oh, my watch is wrong. Sunday the 11th. Is it the 11th or 12th then?
12th.
Oh, my watch is wrong. Sunday the 12th of October 2014. I have returned. Got back in the house at just after 2 in the morning, I think. Half 2 in the morning. Back to a beautifully cold England, where the air smells fresh and also smells of autumn. And believe you me, I knew what that smelt like when I got off the plane. So we're out walking the dog. We've been for a very nice pub lunch. And now we've come back and we're walking Molly. Go, son. It's Harry on his bike with the stabilisers. Oh, push, 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 push. Oh, okay. Can you get up this bit? And it's so nice to see green. Oh, as the case may be, everything's turning brown now. It's really, really nice to see cloudy skies. I've had nothing but blue skies for the past 5 weeks and blistering 40 degree plus heat during the day. How long have I been gone? 5 weeks? 5 weeks. It's taken a couple of days to get back. But go on, push. Push. Good lad. He's confident on his bike, isn't he? And how the children were awake, I don't know. But when I came home, Sarah came to greet me at the front door and promptly said, the girls are actually awake. So I went up and they got the fright of the... They were awake at, you know, 20 to 3 it was. They were awake. The pair of them, well, girls. Oh, sorry about that. That's actually, I just started a recording there that I haven't actually pushed out. The Fountains Abbey. I haven't sent that up to audio boom. So anyway, I've been trying to keep up with things as best I can, and but the internet connection where I was horrendous. And I think you know, it was so bad at one point it took 3 days to download a 10.6 megabyte audio boo. Before I say anything else, I'd better shout at the dog. No, she's just excited. But before I say anything else, I want to say thanks to everybody for kind of wishing me well when they could via various social networks, Twitter predominantly. But sometimes I just couldn't connect to the internet. The signal was, or the bandwidth was just ridiculous. Anyway, so it's been you lot that have kept me sane. The second week into my trip, the little iPod Nano that I had, Sarah's old iPod Nano, it died. It died. It invariably didn't like the heat, and so I had no music. I had Sarah's iPad Mini. I didn't take my phone out, you see, but I had Sarah's iPad Mini with no music on it. But it was loaded with some audio boos, Or, well, yeah, then I suppose audio booze. So I was able to keep up, well, a bit. Look at all these conkers. Mm-hmm. Are the children not interested in them?
Have you not seen about the 400 in
the... Oh, right.
Mara just cut them away because they're going mouldy. That's the third lot that we've seen. They've only collected about 1,000.
These are really nice conkers, aren't they?
Yeah.
I've still got loads and loads of audio, I'm going to call them booze, audio booze to catch up on. And I'm actually going to try and do my best to catch up. And this is probably the worst month in the world to catch up because it's what? It's October. But I was actually really grateful. I was actually really grateful of... how's my state? Actually, there might be a path might be blocked because the fly tipped down here. So it was a bit of a. It was good to have audio booze that were from the Octava kind of side of things, because that means I was supplied with music, because I desperately missed music for the past. The past 3 weeks I've had no music whatsoever. Eh?
Should have taken up singing.
Well, the thing is, I've had no privacy. I've been living in a 100-man tent for the past 5 weeks. In the middle of nowhere. Kind of got a bit tedious. Well, it was people's Octavas kept me sane. Anyway, I caught an audio boo by Mac McColgan, and he was reviewing the Dark Sky app, and I thought, as soon as I get my phone, I'm going to download it. So I've downloaded it. It's great, you're right. The national local weather said it's going to start raining from 6 p.m. But this Dark Sky app said it's going to start raining from about 4 o'clock. So it's 5 to... Yeah. It's about 5 to 4 now, and it's starting to spit. So that's right. So Mac, thanks very much for that top tip. I like weather apps, and I've been sticking with the Yahoo weather app and the Apple one. I kind of did enjoy the BBC one, but it just kept crashing. It was pointless. It was pointless using it. But this Dark Skies one. For people like me who are out with the dog, or maybe going out walking, or on a wild camp, I want to know when it's going to rain. That's it. That's all I'm bothered about, when it's going to rain. Not bothered if it's sunny or not, just if it's raining. So that's that. So my head is filled with things at the minute. It's going to take a bit of time to process. Oh, dog poo. Look. Somebody stepped in it. It's going to take a bit of time to process because, you know, coming back after only 5 weeks, really, not that long, but not really having spoken to Sarah or the children that much. We have had a bit of FaceTime, video and audio. Eh? Yeah, but the bandwidth. Yeah, the bandwidth was so. The bandwidth was so narrow that it was nearly impossible.
There were times I got up and I had no idea what we talked about because I couldn't
hear. You couldn't hear each other properly because it was the speech was broken. I don't know. Do you want to have a look? Yeah. Molly, let's have a look down here. Come here. So it's great to be back. What's your brother now? So we were working with an American company, and they were really nice people. They just loved our British accents. It took them some convincing to learn that. Not all of us speak Queen's English or Cockney. met some really good people, actually. The food was a bit of a problem. The food came from the States. There was tons of food. There was an endless supply of food, but it was all too rich for us Brits. The team got the squits a lot. Oh, my life. I've never been there. What's this?
Oh, is it going to be the kennel?
Oh, the hounds.
Yeah. No,
is that down here? Only been here over, lived here over 3 years, never been down this road. So yeah, the food was unfortunately too rich, it was too processed, it was too deep fried. That's not necessarily a criticism. What?
No.
Why have you taken your coat off?
It's hot.
Are you?
You're leaving that jumper on.
Go on then, get going. Not necessarily a criticism, but I've worked with Americans before, but now this kind of trip was just showed a lot more of a cultural difference between the British and the Americans. They share... Molly! Get out! You know, we share so much, and at the same token, has that fella got a dog?
Come here,
to me. They'd be the hounds then.
Come
Molly!
Here.
Right, put her on the lead. Come here to me. Sarah bought what? What's this lead called?
It's
one of these leads that I don't like. It chokes them. Come here to me!
Lauren had a name for it. It's a hunting dog slip on.
Yeah, to me! She's very good still. Yeah, kind of.
Come here.
She doesn't like it then. Come here to me. Sit. Yeah, so it kind of, it's a rope lead, but it kind of, you know, it's kind of noose around the neck.
If she doesn't pull, she doesn't get strangled.
Yeah. I never knew the hounds were there. I thought they were down the bottom of the hill. All right.
Working dog
leader. Oh, all right now. So. Sorry?
It works
for
Jasper.
Alright. Jasper's a pointer. Jasper's like five times the size of her,
yeah,
though.
But it works for Florence as well.
Alright. Anyway, so. It's just nice to come back to what we know. Back to Blighty. We go running down there. I'll show you in a minute. Wait, Mol. In fact, can she go back off, do you think?
Yeah.
Here, come here to me. Yeah, come here. Molly. She's all excited. Off you go. Huh? She's got seeds. Oh. So, I've got a week of work. Hopefully reduced hours. They play so well together, don't they? That bike's too small for Harry. I can't believe we just got him at the other month. Yeah. Yeah, a week of work and then 2 weeks off. Unfortunately, you're working those 2 weeks. Brilliant. Aye, the kids are at school until...
The second week's an easy one. They've only got Ellie and Jordan.
All right. Are we going to get a... We can get away on the weekend, though,
yeah.
We're going to get away in Dolly.
We've got to go and see the poppies at the Tower of London.
Oh, the poppies at the Tower of London, yeah. 11th of November. Mm-hmm. Tons of time, man, tons of time.
We can't go next weekend because...
That's where we go running down there. Mm-hmm. That, we can't go down there, that goes to Canadian Estate.
Can you get through?
The Canadian Estate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can push the bikes down the bank. They'll probably end up pushing the bikes all the way along the lane.
Oh,
Yeah, I'm just worried about the rain.
Except you, we've got rain coming on. Pretty garden, isn't it?
Aye. Oh God, it's so nice to be back. You just wouldn't believe. And I've come back into a really beautiful season, autumn. We're walking down the lane here. I've got the rose hips are out, the berries on the hawthorn are out. You know, when I got off the plane, the first thing I could smell was the fact that the air was so fresh compared to where I've just been. Are you stuck? Hang on.
Yeah.
Let's go. You ready? Go. I think you're going to end up pushing your bike along here, son. The first thing was the air was so fresh. And then the next thing I noticed in the next second was the fact that I could smell autumn, you know, the decaying leaves. That's the kind of smell of, you know. Oh God, I had a smile on my face, I really did. Kind of sick of the 40 degree plus heat. I'm not really bothered by the heat, to be honest. But we had a transfer in the Emirates, and it was 47 degrees. Well done. You know what you should do? Put that on, I'll pull them along. Put that one there. Put that one. Here we go. You need to steer though. Right, careful on this bit. We had a transfer in one of the Emirates, and 47 degrees outside, and that was actually hotter than where I've been working, and what did you say? That was hot. That was nearly unbearable. Oh, Skeeter, I don't know if we talk this because I'm just taking all of this countryside in, eh?
When we're in Dubai, we picked a load of blackberries and then blackberry
park. Did you really? There's not many blackberry. Look, there's lots of brambles, but there's no fruit on these. So it's all gone, look, up there. So anyway, that's that. I'm back. And got some catching up to do. A lot has happened since I've been away. Anyway, okay, we're on 80 minutes and I've just waffled rubbish. I'll speak to you soon. Take care.